that you can't take care of your finances without a bank. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. I know people have cream cans, coffee cans.
You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Mule Shoe Fellowship with Steve Frisco. This message was recorded on February 12, 2025, and is titled Isaiah Chapter 2. Grab your Bible and let's join Steve and the message.
I know a guy's got gold bricks in a box. You can do a lot without a banker. You do not have to be dependent. And if they become your absolute necessity, pretty soon it's an idol. Let's don't talk about the houses of the Lord. That's your first trigger right there. Welcome to the house of the Lord. Baloney. No, sir. This little hay shed was built by human hands, and my Bible says that God does not dwell here. So he was not waiting here for me to show up. We came in here together. Because I'm the temple of the Holy Spirit. And so when some of y'all start showing up too, we got a lot of living stones. Starts to feel like we're in the presence of God while we're all hanging out together. How many of y'all come together with other spirit-filled Christians, you kind of get energized? Yeah, kind of rub off on each other. How many of y'all can get around non-Christians and you drains the life out of you? Yeah, there's times I do both on Wednesday. Yeah. So he says, here, don't get into the idols. The idols of our religion, all the man-made ceremonies, all this stuff, and it's just handed down and handed down and handed down. And by the time you lie to somebody for three generations, it becomes their truth. And if you don't open this book and you don't investigate, if you don't question everything, then pretty soon you'll just fall for anything. You got to question stuff, and look at your Bible and say, why ain't we doing this? Why are we doing this? Why ain't I doing this? Read your Bible and then use it. But don't fall into the trap of the idols that worship the work of their own hands, which made their own fingers made people bow down, and each man humbles himself, therefore not to forgive them. But enter into the rock and hide in the dust from the terror of the Lord and the glory of his majesty. The lofty looks of men shall be humbled, and the haughtiness of men shall be bowed down, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. There is no haughtier group of people than self-righteous religious Christians. And that haughtiness is going to be brought low. Because let me tell you, men who have preached this gospel for decades are finally going to see the glory of God and they're going to wet their pants. It'll be the God that they forgot to tell them about in seminary. The real one. Jesus. The real one. And we're all going to bow our knee. The Bible says so. Humble ourselves before the Lord. And for the day of the Lord of hosts shall come upon everything proud and lofty, upon everything lifted up. Now listen, when I say proud and lofty, he's not talking about those with confidence. Confidence in your faith. Confidence in the word. That's not proud and lofty. That is just full-blown faith is what that is. That God said it so I can do it. And I trust it and I got confidence in it. I may not get the wording right. I may not know the procedures and the protocols. But by golly, if he said it, he meant it. And so then, for the day of proud and lofty and everything lifted up shall be brought low. And and upon all the cedars of Lebanon that are high and lifted up, and upon all the oaks of Bashan, upon the high mountains, upon the hills that are lifted up, upon every high tower, and upon every fortified wall, upon the ships of Tarshish, upon the beautiful sloops. Those are sailboats. I've been watching a lot of boating videos while I'm waiting for it to warm up. I've been thinking a lot about going to the lake. He said, the loftiness of man shall be bowed down. Do you see that happening right now? People have been hiding what they've been doing from the American people for a long time. They're high, they're lofty, they've lifted themselves up, and all of a sudden they showed up for work and they don't have a job. They came to get a check and they don't have a check. All of a sudden the doors are shut. Do you know there's no place in our Constitution for USAID? There's no place in our Constitution for a Department of Education. That our Constitution does not allow for any of that. But over time, because we became so ignorant about what our founding fathers originally intended, we fell totally off in the ditch and we just kept following everybody off in the ditch, and they're doing it up there. They're high and lofty up here. If they say it up here, it must be really, really good. Do you know the best news of the day to me the other day at the football game? I hadn't watched a football game in a long time, but I thought the commercials were going to be better than they was. And so we watched till I fell asleep. I mean, you talk about a boring football game. That was terrible. But you know what? There's hope for America today, because when what's-her-name got on the camera, they all booed. And when they put Trump on there, they all stood up and clapped. That was best news of the day. There's 40 million people. Get it. He says, my page flipped there. I thought, boy, that ain't reading right. But anyhow, he says, upon the fortified the ships and the deal and the haughtiness will be brought down, and the idols he shall utterly abolish. It's coming down. It's coming to a time where our dependency is on our family and the God of all creation. That's who we can trust. That's where we can infiltrate the purest information. That's where we can pray without ceasing. That's where we can come together in agreement. People who love each other and love the Lord. When we love each other, remember a few years ago I gave a word at New Year's. I said, figure out who you're for and who's for you. Because if God be for you, who can be against you? And if you're hanging out with people who are for you and they're hanging out with you and you're for them, then you can charge hell with a water pistol now. We can pull it off. And so he says, they shall go into the holes and the rocks and the caves of the earth from the terror of the Lord and the glory of his majesty when he arises to shake the earth mightily. He says, my kingdom will not be shaken. But the rest of this, he says, that in that day a man will cast away his idols of silver and his idols of gold, which they made each for himself to worship. Going to throw it away to the moles and the bats. To go into the clefts of the rocks and the crags of the rugged rocks from the terror of the Lord and the glory of his majesty when he arises to shake the earth mightily. Men who don't know Jesus will run to the dark to escape the light. It's happening. But for those of us who have been led by the light, we rest in his glory. We find peace in his glory. We find hope in his glory. We don't fear his presence. We're addicted to it. Sever yourselves from such a man whose breath is in his nostrils. Have you ever pondered that sentence? Sever yourself from a man whose breath is in his nostrils. Whose breath is in your nostrils? Because in the beginning, God put together a pile of dirt and he breathed. and he gave him life. He is the air I breathe. The Holy Spirit is the sustenance of my life, and he's the breath in my nostrils. So men who are just surviving on their own breath, don't get too tangled up. Don't get too tangled up. Because here in a minute, you're going to listen to what they say. You remember what the psalmist wrote? Don't sit in the seat of the scornful. Don't walk with the mockers. Don't sit around listening to them babblers now. The Lord will speak. I am the good shepherd, says the Lord, and my sheep hear my voice. They know me, and they follow me. Speak, Lord, for your servant listens. And let all who have ears to hear what the Spirit says to the church. Sever yourself from such a man who is simply surviving on his own accord, who has placed all his faith in the idols of men and the abilities of men. Get separate so you can hear God. Get separate so you can wait. Get separate so you can move immediately. Be ready, because the shaking is upon us. In the midst of the shaking will be the glory of God. The glory of God will be the revival of mankind, the restoration of God's created earth, and all who will turn and seek the face of the Lord Jesus Christ. That we become born again, and we set the stage. Terry and I was having a talk yesterday. This shaking that's going on, some of us older guys, there's a chance it could cost us a lot and we may not have time to recover. Doing what's right and reconciling this nation is going to be extremely expensive. And everybody's going to have a little skin in the game. But if we'll do what's right, the next batch will live in an entirely new atmosphere. The next batch could live life here as we await the return of the Lord. They could live their life here in freedom, peace, prosperity across the globe. They could live in the presence of a saved Israel. Some of us can't even imagine that. You know, really, we talk about it, but who would even know what that looks like? But if we'll do our part today, we'll set the stage for God's glory tomorrow by simply coming to Zion, listening to the Lord, doing what he says as individuals, not following the box checking of religion. Just try to be a border collie. Just be a border collie. Last thing I want to tell you, I wasn't there before that border collie got like he was. I'm going to bet there's some times that he chewed up stuff he wasn't supposed to chew up. I bet there's times that he went to the bathroom in places he wasn't supposed to go to the bathroom. I bet there's times they screamed at him and he didn't hear a thing. I bet there's times that he just went his own way. Well, good. The best educator is your mistakes. So if you'll just follow the box checking of religion and you never step outside the box and you never test the water and you never make a mistake, you'll never reach your full potential. You'll just sit there. And when you come face to face with Jesus, he'll take that one talent and he'll give it to the guy who was doing something, and you're out of here. That's Matthew 25, if you want to go read it. I'd rather be like Peter. I'd rather be the guy that denied Christ three times. I'd rather be the guy who finally showed up when everybody's going to get Jesus and just be the guy who stepped right up and was going to cut that man's throat, and he missed and he got him by the ear. I'd rather be the guy that Jesus called Satan right there in the garden. I'd rather be him, because he's the same guy that got out of the boat and walked till he sank. He's the same guy that got crucified upside down when it was all over. He's the same guy that answered the seminary questions perfect. Do you love me? Yes. Do you love me? Yes. Do you love me? Yes. Then go. He's the same guy that he gave the keys to heaven. He gave the keys to the kingdom of which not even Hades would overcome. And on you, Caiaphas, I'm going to build my church. I'll just be that guy. I want to be that guy. I got the first part down, okay? I want to do the second one. So I hope you're encouraged a little bit with that tonight. And I'm done. Let's pray and we'll get out of here. Lord, I just want to thank you tonight for your word. Encourage your people, Lord. That's all we ask you. Teach us and encourage us. Get us ready for the days ahead. Lord, help us not cling to the Titanic, but help us to strive to ascend your holy hill, that we would hear your voice, follow your lead, and know that you are our God and we're your people. So, Lord, if there's anything about the teaching, anything that would encourage anybody in their family here, I'm asking you, Jesus, bring them in from the north, south, east, and west, that they might have ears to hear and would use your word to your glory. We give you all the praise tonight, Jesus. Amen.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. Or on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.